You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Rainy Day Project
with Finn Johansson.
Indeed, he's not just brought a musical instrument, not that I can see it, but he's brought a guest with him who's playing in his headphones very noisily. Morena, good morning.
Morena, and welcome, Josh.
Yeah, Josh, hi, how you doing?
Morena, I'm good, thanks.
And Josh, you're a man of many musical talents.
Yeah, a few.
Exploding Rainbow Orchestra, seen you in that. And today you're at the Cross Street Music Festival.
Yes, yeah, with Mammalian. We're playing, I think, 5:45, so up pretty early.
Yeah. So. Well, not that early.
Well, no, not early. Early in the festival.
The festival,
not
yeah.
In the day.
But as Anya said, it's not about headliners or whatever. Every gig's a good gig.
Yes. Yeah. Which is how festivals should be, really.
Yeah.
And something I think Cross Street's always been a bit of a leader in.
Yeah, yes, they have. But the thing is, when I say every gig's a good gig, every gig is a good gig. It doesn't necessarily mean if you start something off that you're not.
No, but there is an implied hierarchy at festivals.
Yeah, there is.
Which I think it's sort of promoter brain way of looking at things, which I understand, but it's nice to have something that feels very kind of flat.
Yeah. What did you say, promoter brain?
Promoter brain, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's, brain. You know, yeah. It's. I think that's where you start to order, like, well, this is like, these are the big names.
And what the rider is out the back.
Yes, yeah, all the fun politics and stuff. But at the end of the day, everyone's making music.
That's true. Very
same
true.
Same stuff.
Sorry, Finn, you're here.
Don't mind me at all.
That's right. Okay, so
I'm just interested in hearing about promoter brain.
Promoter brain. And you're back from Otatahi.
That's right.
How was it?
No dramas at all.
Really?
Yeah, it was
good.
Are you
being
serious? I loved it. No. The festival was dope. Portnoy's.
Yeah. Is that what you went to?
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to talk bad about Cross Street. Look, it's not a competition. They're so far away from each other, you probably couldn't even go to both.
Different land masses.
Yeah, different land masses. So each of them can have, like, the best music festival on the Motu.
Yeah.
Why have you brought these very fancy gold scissors in with you?
I actually realised I'm not allowed to bring those in. So
why?
Those are cheap scissors that I got from the flat, and definitely not Annabelle's good scissors. But that's just in case the instrument needs
they're
a bit of repairing.
They're here, Annabelle. I'll make sure he takes them home with him. Okay,
yeah,
so
they look like you could stab. They're like Chekhov's scissors. You know, you see them, and by the end of the show, someone's going to get it.
Well, I hope it's not me. It's you, Josh, not me.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is,
and it's
like,
not Luna.
No, not Luna.
The dog. Luna's with us this morning. Did you know that the West Highland White was voted the second most attractive dog in the world?
Is that one?
Yeah. Not the first.
The more
there's a hierarchy in dogs as well.
That top dog.
Maybe it was first. Anyway, whatever.
That's promoter brain.
Yeah. Yeah, it's promoter brain. All right, so you are going to, well, you've said you're going to for your rainy day project, is you're going to invent a new musical instrument. All right.
This one I brought Josh in because, first of all, he's one of the better musicians I've ever met. And second, I actually, when the weather gets like this, my nostrils start playing up. It must be the pollen. So I've only got one nostril. I got one nostril
Dude.
Working today.
Well, that's disgusting.
I didn't think that went through.
No.
But to continue.
Sorry.
Josh, have you seen this instrument before?
No.
Okay, so I'll bring it out and I'll give a little talk about
before.
What do you mean?
The thought process behind
You'll bring it.
It
in.
I'll bring it out.
Oh.
Bring okay. it out. It's
a, he's it's brought a, it in. Yeah. Now he's going to bring it out.
Right, he's brought it in. Well, it must be quite small.
Yeah.
It's little.
All right.
Oh, hang on. It's all wrapped up.
So here we go.
Right. The great reveal.
Hey.
Oh, it looks like a bong.
What is a bong?
Well, that's what it looks like, everyone. It's three recorders all taped together with tubing.
Because okay. I always thought, you know, I saw that little child play the recorder out his nose, out his nostrils.
What little child?
I think it was one of those British children on a talk show. Who's the one that's old and kind of killing it now? Nicholas Hoult. It was that type of little child, and he was like, and he played a one out each nose, each nostril. And I thought, well, you know, why don't you go one step further and why don't you have three recorders, one for the mouth and one for each nostril? And so I went to Bunnings with my friend James, and we got some plumbing supplies. I Googled it. That's PVC, so it should be all good. I feel like the stuff they sell you at Bunnings you can put in your nose.
I feel like you're probably wrong there, but never mind.
Well, you know, maybe for the prototype. I don't know if you'd want to do this daily for the next 10 years. But
in the interest of science.
So the mouth one is a drone note. What were you going to say? Sorry, Karen.
I just think for those listening, you know, you need to describe it so you can describe what it looks like so everyone can get a good idea.
Okay, so...
Three recorders,
one sort of arching over the top of the others, and then connected to it is a sort of clear PVC pipe. The other two in tandem below it, which are the melodic recorders, they also have a PVC pipe attached to them, and then these vertical sort of nose holes. So you slip your nose into it, and then you pull your... And you pull your mouth down.
Did you know that, Josh?
Not.
That you had to put your nose
now.
In?
No.
And so I've actually got some songs that go well with it. So the bottom note is a drone note, because you have to play a recorder with... See, that's
Josh.
That's already pretty great. Yeah. So that's in D, and if the recorders are in C, which I think they are, what we've got a Dorian scale, Dorian mode.
Well,
and I had a look, and I think the first song I want to get you on, Josh, I'll just play it, and then you really have to hook yourself in there, and you've really got to play like a... Try it with the nostrils first, yeah, and then get your hands on.
Yeah.
You got it.
These, you might have a wider nose than me.
You look like you've got a wide nose.
Well,
you're going to wreck his nose for the rest of the day.
Sometimes you got it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I'll hold it for you. That's pretty good. Okay, here we go. Well, just don't go yet. Just like let it.
Yeah.
Truly bizarre.
That was beautiful. You got better sounds out of that than I ever did.
That's so hard going.
Sorry, Josh, for your nose.
Yeah.
Are you gonna need to play something with your nose today at the festival?
No, thankfully.
I was gonna say you're warmed up now.
I can rest it after this.
You'll need some wipes to clean those little things.
Yeah, I disinfected it before, Josh has probably breathed in a lot of alcohol fumes.
He said that as I came in, and I was like, that's fine, I don't really care too much. And now I'm really grateful for it.
I bet.
So Josh, as someone who's... You went to jazz school, right?
Yeah, I did.
So you probably saw a lot of these.
I tell you what, 3 years at university, I never saw a recorder at all, let alone three of them sort of human centipeded together like this.
Yeah, I have to say that in this rainy day project, I realized that I both hate and suck at DIY.
Well, that's not very good, is it? Because that's what you are going to be concentrating on for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I kind of got myself in it. But it's not to say I kind of improved.
We can always get rid of it, don't worry. Well, we can stop this at any moment.
The sword of Damocles is dangling right above my head.
Right.
Let me see. Well, I've also got a song I brought.
Yes.
Paul Cathro, who Josh plays in Paul's band, has a new single out, and I am going to open up the email.
Wait. So what has this got to do with? Has this got to do with the recorder?
Yeah, well, is it in the key of D?
It's not, but... Well,
how do you think D would go over it? I'll tell you what.
D major would be all right, but you've set up a D minor situation here. Look, it's going to be...
It takes a little while to pick up this song, so I think it might actually need...
What is this instrument called, by the way?
Well, maybe like a... I wanted to do a play on words, like, you know, Hieronymus Bosch did his famous triptych. Maybe this is like Hieronymus Botched record. Like a recorder.
What about a WOS? You'll have to work out what that means. Okay. Are you going to have another crack at it, are you?
I mean, that's what we're here for.
All right.
Here we go. Paul Cather, everybody. Life on Mars. No Life on Mars. New single. Oh, my God.
Is this it? No, that's
not
the one.
Bob Dylan.
Is that you?
I think that's you, Karen.
It's not me.
Okay.
I don't have Bob Dylan anywhere.
Okay, well, I'm just going to double check. Oh, it is me.
All right.
he's coming in the wind, actually. That might.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll try No Life on Mars by
with
Paul Cather.
With the botched. Okay.
Yeah.
You ready?
It should be happening. It should be.
There we go.
But just wait a bit. Wait a bit. 1, 2. Hit it.
You're giving Josh a bad name, mate.
Well, we'll keep the song going. That's my song choice. This is his new single. It's a great one. It's a great one.
All right. Is that you over?
Yeah.
All right.
Paul Cather, everybody. Thank you, Josh.
Thank
Check
you.
Check out Mammalian today at the Cross Street Music Festival.
Yeah, nice.
Please.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, gents.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.